This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It was greedy.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm attracted to, man.
I know.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Were you watching everything tonight?
That's a great question. Yeah. Now, you know me, Goo. I usually have a self-imposed 7:30 curfew. So that puts me right about halftime of the Warrior game.
But the Rams started 5:15.
Yeah, I got to tell you, and I was wondering, is this game so big that
it's everything.
Bay Area fans will watch this over the Warriors? I don't think so. Warriors are must-see tonight.
Get out of your cave.
Warriors are must-see tonight.
49er Frankie told you he breaks out in hives when he hears you act like it's 1975. People are watching with multiple screens.
Not everybody.
Maybe that's what I got to get you for Christmas. I got TVs. Just one to where you can watch both.
And that's why you're half full of knowledge.
Please.
It's called a computer.
And your phone?
You can literally watch a game everywhere.
Please. Your iPhone.
You got to go see the lab.
No. No wonder your takes are so small.
Please. I'm like Dibs. I watched the games again. I got to give him the biggest props
when he
comes in. Your Dibs is special.
Yeah, you've been giving him a lot of props.
Money time. What you mean? I came at him last week.
No, you got something going on. Charmin got something going on with Dibs right now.
Oh, that's my mentor. Hey, last thing.
Yeah.
So Evan a couple weeks ago did that solo show. Remember we had the holiday Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I forgot to call in.
I'm thinking, were you going to call?
I was going to, yeah.
Nobody brought that up to me. But anyway, I'm being real, Steiny. If I dipped out of here right now, which I'm not, it just got me to thinking, I thought of Evan, could you do a solo show?
Yes. I could. I've done solo shows. You guys are... This is the freaking naivete that I've got to deal with.
No, you've done pre and post, Donnie. That's a little shorter, though. No, I'm asking. I ain't hating on you. I'm your biggest fan.
So,
sometimes.
A few years back, I had an opportunity to do something... what's it called? Freelance. And so I was doing this podcast... It was just like a half hour.
Yeah, gotcha.
It was on the Warriors, and I just made a list of six things and...
Totally boom, gotcha.
Boom, but no calls, no nothing. I could talk about the Warriors. I don't even need calls. Yeah.
But how long was it?
Talk about the Warriors, talk about... Well, each one was a half hour, but
Yeah, I'm talking about like
Take
Evan
off.
Was here for 4 hours.
Get out of here if you want. I don't care. I can do it.
I'm asking because your lexicon, I know you got it. 4 hours just solo dolo. That's all I was at. Like, forget your mouth. Could your body do? Could your mind?
Can't do it.
You would get it. Yeah, I could do it. Like, oh my God.
I could do it one show, if, right. But I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
It takes a special kind of person to want to do a solo show.
Well.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it does.
You got to love your own voice. This medium is to be.
Sometimes you find you are really good at times answering your own questions. I love you.
I think you just answer your own question.
Evan, were you tired after the 4 hour show just before we get back
Hell
to
yeah,
it?
Hell yeah. I Definitely. Was exhausted.
That's amazing, Definitely. Man.
It was terrible. I think about all those guys, and I know there's a lot of talking heads that people don't like who do solo shows. I'm sorry. You got to give it up for them. Four hours a day, five Coward. Days a week.
I agree.
Right.
I agree. Wow. Let's go start out with Steve in Oakland.
The town.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? Good. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Hey. Doing well.
Hey, I just want to comment about Draymond Green. You know, I'm not ready to throw him under the bus yet. He's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer for a reason. He's a Hall of Famer not because he was surrounded with talent when they won those 72 games. He's a Hall of Famer because of his IQ. And he was surrounded with high IQ players. Right now, he's not surrounded with that much talent or high IQ players.
Mm.
Spacing is everything on offense. You know, and if you're not in the right place, how can I get you the ball? If Dunleavy's drafting guys that are 6'4", 6'3", 6'2", how do you expect us to space the floor? It doesn't make any sense. So I'm confused. Draymond is a valuable player. We should never trade him because Steph's game is not going to be the same without Draymond as well, and vice versa.
Can I add this? Can I add this? Can I add this? I want to hear your rebuttal real quick. But what about the responsibility of the minutes he's playing to the turnovers? We can't give him – those are his turnovers. Or are you saying they're a byproduct of the others?
The turnovers come because of spacing and guys don't know where they are on the court. You know, he can't get you the ball if you don't know where you're supposed to be. These guys don't have a high IQ. You know, Princeton offense, for example. Princeton made the NCAA tournament. I bet you can't name one player on that team when they did.
Now, don't ask me that question, my friend. Don't ask me that question, my friend.
Give it to him.
I can give you their starting lineup.
Steve Kerr is an overrated coach. Ooh. Steve Kerr is not getting the most out of his players.
Oh, my God. I thought you almost said Pete Carril is an overrated coach.
Man, he's not a Kerr. Yeah.
I hear you, Steve. The one problem with Draymond is – Not Draymond, but the one problem I think they're having is they're not playing with those guys. They don't play with a lot of pace. They're taking the ball out of the net. So when I envision Draymond at his best passing, I don't.
Some of them are careless.
Not in the half court. Like in the half court, there's five guys back. Everybody's trying to cover their own man. His man is sloughing off him. Like
he's going for the bomb when you don't have to. It's like, dude, just breathe.
Trying to do too much, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. Let's go to Flea.
Flea,
let's
our
do
man.
It. Let's do it, Flea. If you really want, you got the blowtorch out. Go ahead.
Now, listen to this. It's a 70% chance we don't win a championship, and it's a 30% we do. The 30% is number 30. We need big men.
Wow.
We got bums on the – we got journeymen that's on the bench. We over here arguing about the Warriors, and all the whole bench is full of journeymen.
Wow.
When we was winning championship, we had confident players that knew how to get their shot. Just the confidence. When we seen Clay in the game when he was in his 20s, confident. Iguodala, confident. Sean Livingston, confident.
Wow.
I'm talking about players when they came on the court with just you knew they was going to get buckets. These guys, we don't know if they're going to make the shot. So we arguing about guys that wouldn't even been on the squad 5 or 6, 7 years ago because they was journeyman-type players, bench, real certified bench players. Guys you put – after you won the game is over and you throw them guys in the game. These are the guys we got trying to start games. Ain't no championships coming. Hopefully we can get somebody. But for the most part, it's over with.
Hey, Flea, who was that on, though, about no talent?
That's the GM.
Yeah.
Y'all notice, nobody's talking about Dunleavy. Wow. Nobody's talking about how Steve Kerr can't coach young players. And we already know that he don't like Kuminga. Let's not stop talking about Kuminga fumbling the ball. He just don't like Kuminga.
Wow.
I appreciate it, Flea.
Where are you at on that?
Well, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. And look, there has, whether we like it or not, there has always been some kind of either separation or disconnect over the years on this team with the veteran players and the young players. And I do not think it's a coincidence that when we look back at the best role players for the Warriors over the years, they were all veterans who, by the time they got here, knew why they were here, knew what to do, and knew who the show revolved around.
Mm.
Livingston, David West, Barbosa, Porter, Bielitsa, Pachulia,
Mo Spates,
JaVale McGee, all veteran players who came in here knowing whose show it was. But the young guys who get drafted here, they have really struggled to emerge.
So,
there's just no doubt about it. And part of it is because of the success that this team has had with their great players. It just is. So we are where we're at right now. And now we got to figure it out again.
So you got me thinking when you just said that, and tell me if I'm being too sensitive or soft. This piece that Slater did about the reuniting with possibly Clay down the road, if you're a younger player, do you want to read that? Or does that not even affect you? Or is that something different?
That's
or are
question.
You like, huh, we're 13 and 14 and y'all talking about old stuff. I'm just the psyche of an athlete. Or athletes.
Well, if you don't know what Guru's talking about, and Anthony Slater of ESPN wrote a story. It dropped today. It's obviously a preview with Christmas coming up next week. The Warriors obviously play the Dallas Mavericks, and they did a deep dive into, you know, Klay Thompson now in Dallas, year two. What does it mean for him? How's he feeling? Same with Curry and Draymond. And it was a very long, lengthy piece. And yeah, there was a quote from Steph that talking about playing with Clay again here, and he said it'd be unbelievable. And if that time comes and that conversation is had, of course I'm calling him and saying we want you back, et cetera, et cetera.
What?
I don't know if I'm Pajemski reading that. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. If I'm Pajemski or Kuminga or Moody looking at that, I might say,
thanks.
Why are we looking back?
Man. And I got to be honest, I don't want to come in between the Splash Brothers and I don't have the power to, and I'm not trying. But if I'm Clay and I'm reading that from Dre and Steph, miss me. Because you had the opportunity to keep my ass in here.
Remember,
keep my ass here. And I know he wanted to dip, but you know.
Remember, Clay, didn't he tell Steph and Draymond, don't go to bat for me?
You are right.
Because I'm ready to go.
Not, but I told, just like you and Evan, if you told me that, I'm going to bat for you.
And we had a fight over that.
Yeah, we did. Like, I would
and
still
I would
go
be
to bat.
Mad at you.
But
if
it
I said
it
Guru.
It would be a real mad.
Yeah,
though.
It would. I'd be, Guru, I'm out. Do me a favor. Stay out of it. I'm gone.
But I did it out of love,
I don't
want
to be here.
I did it out of love, though.
But you,
that's different.
You disobeyed. And as my friend, I would expect you to respect my wishes.
Now, what if we're 2 years removed and now we're back and you're like, well, Goo, I almost wish you would have went to bat for me. Then how you feeling?
What it's if it great. Worked? Like you wanted out, Guru went to bat for you, and they kept you here.
For how much?
Yeah, so.
Not as much as you wanted.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm just interested in how others might read that piece. And then some people out there are going to be like, who cares, Goo? These dudes they built a dynasty together. Nobody tripping like that. But you know what? When Flea calls and just says it like it is in regard to what we're working with, we did a show about the grade for Mike Dunleavy, Stani, and now I can't remember my grade, but now I want to set it at a C- or D+.
I would never give him that low.
Because
I have to take into consideration when he took over this franchise, which
he had been here.
He was not at ground zero. He was 6 feet under. in terms of what he came to deal with. So I was never under any illusion that they were going to be, they had more titles in them, and I just.
But what about the lack of development or the failures, if I can use that word, with Kuminga,
right,
Moody,
okay,
and Pods?
Right. I look at that in general as an organizational failure, because they never have figured out how to incorporate young players with their superstar core, and now that their superstar core isn't really superstar anymore.
Oh man.
Then now they're left with young players who haven't developed, and it's been a theme for years, and it's always been a theme for great teams, how they integrate young players into a lineup that they think is championship. Problem is, it's not a championship lineup anymore. And that may be what people are thinking, that Lacob and Dunleavy and even Kerr still think that Curry, Butler, Draymond, to a lesser extent, if Horford ever gets out, that's our championship lineup. All right, you think so, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
The more I've been thinking about it, this week is not about what happened with Portland, what's going to happen tomorrow night and Saturday with Phoenix. I would take solace into what Joe Lacob said in that email. And the more I think about that email, the more he was trying to tell the people, I understand it. But he gave us some stuff in there, and maybe that's the best news, that he says he's working on it, and he gave us some glimpse into what he might be part of, the problem. So I'm not saying you're not. We did it and gave it its attention, but man, Steiny, they asked Shasky and Spadoni asked Eddie Johnson and read the email to him. Said, yeah, sounds like an owner that's not happy. Didn't sound like an owner that's feeling like he made a mistake. The owner might have said or been talked into doing it and letting guys do different things their way. And Steiny, maybe that's coming to an end. And maybe 24 hours after the email, Kerr did what he did. And I'm just saying, he had a good practice. But 24 hours
they've had a couple practices. They haven't played since Sunday.
I'm just telling you the timestamp. Like, I got you.
415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Love you, Steiny, but Mike D is on the hook for extending Draymond and Jimmy and acquiring Butler, which is right now crippling the roster construction. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man, that's heavy.
But here's the thing, and I don't know if it would have been the right thing. I did not want to bring Draymond Green back. That's me. I didn't want to. Butler... You know, I kind of get why they had to do it. I'm talking about a guy taking over this team in 2023, a year removed from a title that they were extremely fortunate to win. And I'm not saying that to take a shot at the Warriors. I'm saying that to make a point that the 2022 team was not the 2017 and 18 team. Those teams were just dominant. The 2022 team was one of five or six good teams. They ended up going on a run, winning it. But when they came back to start of the next year, it wasn't like they were the best team in the NBA, hands down. So to my way of thinking at that point, they had to start dealing with the realities of the team and where they were at that point. Even back then, I'm thinking, well, it's a tough nut to crack. It's going to be a tough nut to crack with Steph getting older, with Draymond getting older, with Klay not wanting, you know. And unfortunately, as somebody who's watched basketball for a million years, like, I'm expecting the Warriors to struggle. Like, I'm not expecting them to be able to go from where they are now back to a title contender without having to go through a rebuild. That's where I'm at right now.
Well, then, hey, I'm not saying you're wrong, but the bottom line is, if they agreed with you, Jimmy Butler would
That's
be the
right.
last
they
person
don't agree
they
would
have brought in.
That's right. They don't agree with me.
Got you.
They don't agree with me.
That signaled to me we still got action.
Yeah. And for a while, it looked like they did.
Mm.
But like we're finding out with the Warriors, you know, it's, yeah, playing a great game, that's nice. Playing five great games, that's nice. They played 30 good games in the regular season last year. That's nice. But this is a whole season now we got to play basketball. Mm. Let's go to Melinda in Pleasanton.
Hey.
Hey, Melinda, how are you?
Let me take you guys off speaker. I turned my radio off.
You sound fine.
We got you.
Okay, good.
How you doing?
Okay, I want to talk about, I'm doing all right, but Guru needs to calm down. when you guys go back and forth with your volume and you're arguing, I have to continually turn my volume up, turn my volume down, turn my volume up. So anyway, but what I want to speak about is leave Paz alone. He's a fast runner. He handles threes and the glass. He does have some bad days, but he's still, people need to look at how many buckets and threes he gets. Compared to the old guys, I mean, other than Steph, of course, but Steph isn't what he was either. We should all be comparing them, like you guys have been this morning, comparing them to their current way of getting points. You know, they're all of them, all of the older guys, for whatever reason, just don't cut it. And I'm wondering if they really do see it or know it and just don't speak about it because they want to be continued winners. They have to know, those three older guys, they're never going to see a championship. They're never gonna, no matter how many times they change the teams or, the players, they're not going to do it. That's why they're all, every one of them, are depressed about all this. That's my feeling on it. Jimmy, as far as Jimmy goes, remember when we took him on?
Yeah.
He says, I got my joy back. I got my joy back.
Yeah.
And he was smiling through all the interviews. He's just disappointed that we're not going anywhere. They're all an emotional mess when they're losing and they don't want to do interviews. There's no players that will speak up negatively about slow vets, not to their face, not behind their back, not during an interview. And because nobody will speak up, they're not put out to the, the communities.
Melinda,
she's on fire.
I hear what you're saying, and I tend to agree with it. I do tend to agree with it. Like the veterans, as great as they were, they don't have the right to rip the young players at this point, or like to me, the veterans don't have the right to be mad at the youngsters.
It's on Kerr then, Steiny. He's got the authority then.
Right, but what I'm saying is, forget Kerr and the talent level. That's all I'm saying, the talent level. The three superstars are no longer so elevated from the younger players that the younger players, the younger players
are
ready.
But what am I missing about Steph? He's still there.
What's that?
He's still elevated.
But he's the only one. And he can't win with one guy. I mean, we saw that with Michael Jordan for the first half of his career. One guy ain't going to do it. In fact, one guy is going to get so frustrated, it's going to make you pull your hair out. I mean, he has too many more games like this. This thing could get sped up in a hurry.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just telling you. So, I acknowledge where they're at right now. What would you do? I'm not sure, but...
And then there's what can you do?
Well, you can do things, but nobody really...
Right. Okay, there we go.
There's still a lot of people there's still apparently people in the front office that don't have the appetite to make some moves. Now, we'll see about Draymond Green.
Well, I'm not... See what? Because
if they
I'm
move
not even
or
trying
not.
To be a drama king. I'm just telling you, it sounds like from your mouth and others, the two guys that can't even be coached because of their... I don't even want to say ego because of their brand or whatnot, their status, and that's Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. Two guys that I feel like one could play better and the other could give us more. But if you're telling me that organization or the Dubs or we're walking on eggshells and they can't even deliver a message like, hey, Steiny, I know you're doing well, but we need you to do a bit more. I mean, do you know what that says about the culture?
Of course. Of course I do. I don't necessarily think that's the case, that they can't approach those guys. But again, you know, they get Jimmy Butler and we talk about baggage and then everyone says you guys are hating and then they go 23-8.
It was incredible.
Well, again, like the NBA and pro sports are about doing it again and again and again and again. Not just doing it for five games or 30.
But Stoney, to be honest, they didn't do it. And I thought the feeling of what could have been because Steph got hurt would have been the thing
doesn't
that
matter
had them
anymore.
Waiting for the regular season like a wolf looking for his next meal. Like that's
you were
what
the
I
season
thought.
6 months.
I'm talking about the bitter taste in their mouth about what could have been against Minnesota had Steph not got hurt. So I thought they were going to attack this season with reckless abandon.
You know what, Goo?
And here we
are
sitting in the playoffs.
Maybe they are. And this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like.
No, that's the nightmare. Say it.
Who do you think these guys are? At least Butler and Green. That you're expecting them to play better basketball from this point on than they have like the last year or two.
Well, let me ask you this about Jimmy. I know about Dre.
They just can't.
Stein, is he a top 10 current player in the league right now, Jimmy Butler?
Not even close.
I think this summer I would have said he was, but now I'm with you. Not even close. That's how he's looking.
He's not even close to top 10.
Well, last year at that time,
he might be the worst. He's one of the number, maybe worst number,
and that's
one of the worst number twos in the league.
The fans are having trouble dealing with last year doing that 23-8.
But it's not like Butler's gotten worse. This is kind of who he's been, and we're finding out he might not be good enough to help Curry elevate the team to where we thought he would.
We'll be fine.
Like, I hope it's Evan.
And you know what? Like, honestly,
I hope, man.
They may be fine, but fine is going to be a six seed. That's what fine now is for this team, and I'm not hating on that. Hell, if they're six, they made the playoffs, and that means three out of the last 4 years after their title, they made the playoffs. And to me, like, that's nothing to scoff at. And my big question right now is this team going to ascend or not this year on? And I don't know what the answer is to that. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Ceramani Ford. Hey, Bay Area, heads up. The Ford Final Days year-end sales event is on right now at Ceramani Ford. Get an extra $1,000 in bonus cash on new 2025 Fords plus 0% APR for 60 months on F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Mach-E's, Lightnings, and Super Duty. Zero down, zero payments for 90 days. This ends January 2nd. Ceramani Ford, right off 280 or online at ceramaniford.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Greedy.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm attracted to, man.
I know.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Where are you watching everything tonight?
That's a great question. Yeah. Now, you know me, Goo. I usually have a self-imposed 7:30 curfew. So that puts me right about halftime of the Warrior game.
But the Rams start at 5:15.
Yeah, I got to tell you, and I was wondering, is this game so big that
it's everything.
Bay Area fans will watch this over the Warriors? I don't think so. Warriors are must-see tonight.
Get out of your cave.
Warriors are must-see tonight.
49er Frankie told you he breaks out in hives when he hears you act like it's 1975. People are watching with multiple screens.
Not everybody.
Maybe that's what I got to get you for Christmas. I got TVs. Just one to where you can watch both.
And that's why you're half full of knowledge.
Please.
It's called a computer.
And your phone?
You can literally watch a game everywhere.
Please. Your iPhone.
Steiny, you got to go see the
hell
lab.
No. No wonder your takes are so small.
Please. I'm like Dibs. I watch the games again. I got to give him the biggest props
when he
comes in. Your Dibs is special.
Yeah, you've been giving him a lot of props.
Money time! What you mean? I came at him last week.
No, you got something going on. Charmin got something going on with Dibs right now.
Oh, that's my mentor. Hey, last thing.
Yeah.
So Evan last, a couple weeks ago, did that solo show. Remember we had the holiday, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I forgot to call in.
I'm thinking, were you going to call?
I was going to, yeah.
Nobody brought that up to me. But anyway, I'm being real, Steiny. If I dipped out of here right now, which I'm not, it just got me to thinking, I thought of Evan, could you do a solo show?
Yes. I could. I've done solo shows. You guys are. This is the freaking naivete that I've got to deal with.
No, you've done pre and post, Donnie. That's a little shorter, though. No, I'm asking. I ain't hating on you. I'm your biggest fan.
So
sometimes.
A few years back, I had an opportunity to do something. What's it called? Freelance. And so I was doing this podcast. It was just like a half hour.
Yeah, gotcha.
It was on the Warriors, and I just made a list of six things and
totally boom, gotcha.
Boom, but no calls, no nothing. I could talk about the Warriors. I don't even need calls. Yeah.
But how long
talk about
was
the Warriors?
It?
Talk about well, each one was a half hour, but
yeah, I'm talking about like Evan was here for 4 hours.
Get out of here if you want. I don't care. I can do it.
I'm asking because your lexicon. I know you got it. 4 hours just solo dolo. That's all I was like. Forget your mouth. Could your body do? Could your mind?
Well, can't do it.
You would get it. I could do it. Like, oh my God.
I could do it one show, but I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
It takes a special kind of person to want to do a solo show.
Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, it does.
You got to love your own voice. This medium is to be.
Sometimes you find you are really good at times answering your own questions. I love you.
I think you just answer your own
Evan,
question.
Evan, were you tired after the 4 hour show just before we get back
Hell
to
yeah,
it?
Hell yeah. I was exhausted.
That's amazing, man.
It was terrible. I think about all those guys, and I know there's a lot of talking heads that people don't like who do solo shows. I'm sorry. You got to give it up for them. 4 hours a day, five days a week.
I agree.
Right.
I agree. Wow. Let's go start out with Steve in Oakland.
The town.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? Good. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Hey. Doing well.
Hey, I just want to comment about Draymond Green. You know, I'm not ready to throw him under the bus yet. He's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer for a reason. He's a Hall of Famer not because he was surrounded with talent when they won those 72 games. He's a Hall of Famer because of his IQ. He was surrounded with high IQ players. Right now, he's not surrounded with that much talent or high IQ players.
Mm.
Spacing is everything on offense. You know, and if you're not in the right place, how can I get you the ball? If Dunleavy's drafting guys that are 6'4", 6'3", 6'2", how do you expect us to space the floor? It doesn't make any sense. So I'm confused. Draymond is a valuable player. We should never trade him because Steph's game is not going to be the same without Draymond as well, and vice versa.
Can I add this? I want to hear your rebuttal real quick. But what about the responsibility of the minutes he's playing to the turnovers? We can't give him – those are his turnovers. Or are you saying they're a byproduct of the others?
The turnovers come because of spacing and guys don't know where they are on the court. You know, he can't get you the ball if you don't know where you're supposed to be. These guys don't have a high IQ. You know, Princeton offense, for example. Princeton made the NCAA tournament. I bet you can't name one player on that team when they did.
Don't ask me that question, my friend.
Give it to him.
I can give you their starting lineup.
Steve Kerr is an overrated coach.
Ooh.
Steve Kerr is not getting the most out of his players.
Oh, my God. I thought you almost said Pete Carril is an overrated coach.
Man, he's not a Kerr. Yeah.
I hear you, Steve. The one problem with Draymond is – Not Draymond, but the one problem I think they're having is they're not playing with those guys. They don't play with a lot of pace. They're taking the ball out of the net. So when I envision Draymond at his best passing, I don't.
Some of them are careless.
Not in the half court. In the half court, there's five guys back. Everybody's trying to cover their own man. His man is sloughing off him. Like,
he's going for the bomb when you don't have to. It's like, dude, just breathe.
Trying to do too much, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. Let's go to Flea.
Flea,
let's
do
it. Let's do it, Flea. If you really want, you got the blowtorch out. Go ahead.
Now, listen to this. It's a 70% chance we don't win a championship, and it's a 30% we do. The 30% is number 30. We need big men.
Wow.
We got bums on the – we got journeymen that's on the bench. We over here arguing about the Warriors, and all the whole bench is full of journeymen.
Wow.
When we was winning championship, we had confident players that knew how to get their shot. Just the confidence. When we seen Clay in the game when he was in his 20s, confident. Iguodala, confident. Sean Livingston, confident.
Wow.
I'm talking about players when they came on the court with just you knew they was going to get buckets. These guys, you don't know if they're going to make the shot. So we arguing about guys that wouldn't even been on the squad 5 or 6, 7 years ago because they was journeyman-type players, bench, real certified bench players. Guys you put with, after you won the game is over, and you throw them guys in the game. These are the guys we got trying to start games. Ain't no championships coming. Hopefully we can get somebody. But for the most part, it's over with.
Hey, Flea, who was that on, though, about no talent?
That's a GM.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about Dunleavy. Wow. Nobody's talking about how Steve Kerr can't coach young players. And we already know that he don't like Kuminga. Let's not stop talking about Kuminga fumbling the ball. He just don't like Kuminga.
Wow. I appreciate it, Flea.
Where are you at on that?
Right.
Yeah.
He's right. And look, there has, whether we like it or not, there has always been some kind of either separation or disconnect over the years on this team with the veteran players and the young players. And I do not think it's a coincidence that when we look back at the best role players for the Warriors over the years, they were all veterans who, by the time they got here, knew why they were here, knew what to do, and knew who the show revolved around.
Mm.
Livingston, David West, Barbosa, Porter, Bielitsa, Pachulia,
Mo Spates,
JaVale McGee, all veteran players who came in here knowing whose show it was. But the young guys who get drafted here, they have really struggled to emerge.
So,
there's just no doubt about it. And part of it is because of the success that this team has had with their great players. It just is. So we are where we're at right now. And now we got to figure it out again.
So you got me thinking when you just said that, and tell me if I'm being too sensitive or soft. This piece that Slater did about the reuniting with possibly Clay down the road, if you're a younger player, do you want to read that? Or does that not even affect you? Or is that something different?
That's
or are
question.
You like, huh, we're 13 and 14 and y'all talking about old stuff. I'm just the psyche of an athlete. Or athletes.
Well, if you don't know what Guru's talking about, and Anthony Slater of ESPN wrote a story. It dropped today. It's obviously a preview with Christmas coming up next week. The Warriors obviously play the Dallas Mavericks, and they did a deep dive into, you know, Klay Thompson now in Dallas, year two. What does it mean for him? How's he feeling? Same with Curry and Draymond. And it was a very long, lengthy piece. And yeah, there was a quote from Steph that talking about playing with Clay again here, and he said it'd be unbelievable. And if that time comes and that conversation is had, of course I'm calling him and saying we want you back, et cetera, et cetera.
What?
I don't know if I'm Pajemski reading that. You know, I'm not gonna lie to you. If I'm Pajemski or Kuminga or Moody looking at that, I might say,
thanks.
Why are we looking back?
Man. And I got to be honest, I don't want to come in between the Splash Brothers and I don't have the power to, and I'm not trying. But if I'm Clay and I'm reading that from Dre and Steph, miss me. Because you had the opportunity to keep my ass in here.
Remember,
keep my ass here. And I know he wanted to dip, but you know.
Remember, Clay, didn't he tell Steph and Draymond, don't go to bat for me?
You are right.
Because I'm ready to go.
Not, but I told, just like you and Evan, if you told me that, I'm going to bat for you.
And we had a fight over that.
Yeah, we did. Like, I would
and
still
I would
go
be
to bat.
Mad at you.
But
if I
be,
said
it
Guru.
It would be a real mad.
Yeah,
though.
It would. I'd be, Guru, I'm out. Do me a favor. Stay out of it. I'm gone.
But I did it out of love,
I don't
want
to be here.
I did it out of love, though.
But you,
that's different.
You disobeyed.
Well.
And as my friend, I would expect you to respect my wishes.
Now, what if we're 2 years removed and now we're back and you're like, well, Goo, I almost wish you would have went to bat for me. Then how you feeling?
What if it worked? Like you wanted out, Guru went to bat for you, and they kept you here.
For how much?
Not as much as you wanted.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm just interested in how others might read that piece. And then some people out there are going to be like, who cares, Goo? These dudes were, they built a dynasty together. Nobody tripping like that. But you know what? When Flea calls and just says it like it is in regard to what we're working with, we did a show about the grade for Mike Dunleavy, Stani, and now I can't remember my grade, but now I want to set it at a C- or D+.
I would never give him that low.
Because
I have to take into consideration when he took over this franchise, which
he had been here.
He was not at ground zero. He was well below. He was 6 feet under in terms of what he came to deal with. So I was never under any illusion that they were going to be. They had more titles in them, and I just.
But what about the lack of development or the failures, if I can use that word, with Kuminga?
Right.
Moody
okay.
and Pods.
Right.
And
I look at that in general as an organizational failure because they never have figured out how to incorporate young players with their superstar core, and now that their superstar core isn't really superstar anymore,
oh man,
then now they're left with young players who haven't developed. And it's been a theme for years, and it's always been a theme for great teams, how they integrate young players into a lineup that they think is championship. Problem is, it's not a championship lineup anymore. And that may be what people are thinking, that Lacob and Dunleavy and even Kerr still think that Curry, Butler, Draymond, to a lesser extent, if Horford ever gets out, that's our championship lineup. All right, if you think so, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
The more I've been thinking about it, this week is not about what happened with Portland, what's going to happen tomorrow night and Saturday with Phoenix. I would take solace into what Joe Lacob said in that email. And the more I think about that email, the more he was trying to tell the people, I understand it. But he gave us some stuff in there, and maybe that's the best news, that he says he's working on it, and he gave us some glimpse into what he might be part of the problem. So I'm not saying you're not. We did it and gave it its attention, but man, Steiny, they asked Shasky and Spadoni asked Eddie Johnson and read the email to him. Said, yeah, sounds like an owner that's not happy. Didn't sound like an owner that's feeling like he made a mistake. The owner might have said or been talked into doing it and letting guys do different things their way. And Steiny, maybe that's coming to an end. And maybe 24 hours after the email, Kerr did what he did. And I'm just saying, oh, he had a good practice. But 24 hours
they've had a couple practices. They haven't played since Sunday.
I'm just telling you the timestamp. Like, I got you.
415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Love you, Steiny, but Mike D is on the hook for extending Draymond and Jimmy and acquiring Butler, which is right now crippling the roster construction. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man, that's heavy.
But here's the thing, and I don't know if it would have been the right thing. I did not want to bring Draymond Green back. That's me. I didn't want to. Butler... You know, I kind of get why they had to do it. I'm talking about a guy taking over this team in 2023, a year removed from a title that they were extremely fortunate to win. And I'm not saying that to take a shot at the Warriors. I'm saying that to make a point that the 2022 team was not the 2017 and 18 team. Those teams were just dominant. The 2022 team was one of five or six good teams. They ended up going on a run, winning it. But when they came back to start of the next year, it wasn't like they were the best team in the NBA, hands down. So to my way of thinking at that point, they had to start dealing with the realities of the team and where they were at that point. Even back then, I'm thinking, well, it's a tough nut to crack. It's going to be a tough nut to crack with Steph getting older, with Draymond getting older, with Klay not wanting, you know. And unfortunately, as somebody who's watched basketball for a million years, like, I'm expecting the Warriors to struggle. Like, I'm not expecting them to be able to go from where they are now back to a title contender without having to go through a rebuild. That's where I'm at right now.
Well, then, hey, I'm not saying you're wrong, but the bottom line is if they agreed with you, Jimmy Butler would
That's
be the
right.
last
they
person
don't agree
they would have brought in.
That's right. They don't agree with me.
Got you.
They don't agree with me.
That signaled to me we still got action.
Yeah. And for a while, it looked like they did.
Mm.
But like we're finding out with the Warriors, you know, it's, yeah, playing a great game, that's nice. Playing five great games, that's nice. They played 30 good games in the regular season last year. That's nice. But this is a whole season now we got to play basketball. Mm. Let's go to Melinda in Pleasanton.
Hey.
Hey, Melinda, how are you?
Let me take you guys off speaker. I turned my radio off.
You sound fine.
We got you.
Okay, good.
How you doing?
Okay, I want to talk about, I'm doing all right, but Guru needs to calm down. when you guys go back and forth with your volume and you're arguing, I have to continually turn my volume up, turn my volume down, turn my volume up. So anyway, but what I want to speak about is leave Paz alone.
He's a fast runner. He handles threes and the glass. He does have some bad days, but he's still, people need to look at how many buckets and threes he gets compared to the old guys. Mm. I mean, other than Steph, of course, but Steph isn't what he was either. We should all be comparing them, like you guys have been this morning, comparing them to their current way of getting points. You know, they're all of them, all of the older guys, for whatever reason, just don't cut it. And I'm wondering if they really do see it or know it and just don't speak about it because they want to be continued winners. They have to know, those three older guys, they're never going to see a championship. They're never gonna, no matter how many times they change the teams or, the players, they're not going to do it. That's why they're all, every one of them, are depressed about all this. That's my feeling on it. Jimmy, as far as Jimmy goes, remember when we took him on?
Yeah.
He says, I got my joy back. I got my joy back.
Yeah.
And he was smiling through all the interviews. He's just disappointed that we're not going anywhere. They're all an emotional mess when they're losing, and they don't want to do interviews. There's no players that will speak up negatively about slow vets, not to their face, not behind their back, not during an interview. And because nobody will speak up, they're not put out to the, the communities.
Melinda,
she's on fire.
I hear what you're saying, and I tend to agree with it. I do tend to agree with it. Like the veterans, as great as they were, they don't.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
They don't have the right to rip the young players at this point, or... To me, the veterans don't have the right to be mad at the youngsters.
Then it's on Kerr then, Steiny. He's got the authority then.
Right, but what I'm saying is, forget Kerr and the talent level. That's all I'm saying, the talent level. The three superstars are no longer so elevated from the younger players that the younger players,
what am
ready.
I missing about Steph? He's still there.
What's that?
He's still elevated.
But he's the only one. And he can't win with one guy. I mean, we saw that with Michael Jordan for the first half of his career. One guy ain't going to do it. In fact, one guy is going to get so frustrated, it's going to pull your hair. It's going to make you pull your hair out. I mean, he has too many more games like this. This thing could get sped up in a hurry.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just telling you. So, I acknowledge where they're at right now. What would you do? I'm not sure, but...
And then there's what can you do?
Well, you can do things, but nobody really...
Right. Okay, there we go.
There's still a lot of people there's still apparently people in the front office that don't have the appetite to make some moves. Now, we'll see about Draymond Green.
Well, I'm not... See what? Because if they I'm move not even trying not. To be a drama king. I'm just telling you, it sounds like from your mouth and others, the two guys that can't even be coached because of their... I don't even want to say ego because of their brand or whatnot, their status, and that's Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. Two guys that I feel like one could play better and the other could give us more. But if you're telling me that organization or the Dubs or we're walking on eggshells and they can't even deliver a message like, hey, Steiny, I know you're doing well, but we need you to do a bit more. I mean, do you know what that says about the culture?
Of course. Of course I do. I don't necessarily think that's the case, that they can't approach those guys. But again, you know, they get Jimmy Butler and we talk about baggage and then everyone says you guys are hating and then they go 23-8.
It was incredible.
Well, again, like the NBA and pro sports are about doing it again and again and again and again, not just doing it for five games or 30.
But Steiny, to be honest, they didn't do it. And I thought the feeling of what could have been because Steph got hurt would have been the theme.
Doesn't
that
matter
had
anymore.
Waiting for the regular season like a wolf looking for his next meal. Like that's
Dude,
what
the
I
season
thought.
6 months.
I'm talking about the bitter taste in their mouth about what could have been against Minnesota had Steph not got hurt. So I thought they were going to attack this season with reckless abandon.
You know what, Goon?
And here we are sitting in the playoffs.
Maybe they are. And this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like.
No, that's the nightmare. Say it.
Who do you think these guys are? At least Butler and Green. That you're expecting them to play better basketball from this point on than they have like the last year or two.
Well, let me ask you this about Jimmy. I know about Dre.
They just can't.
Steiny, is he a top 10 current player in the league right now, Jimmy Butler?
Not even close.
I think this summer I would have said he was, but now I'm with you. Not even close. That's how he's looking.
He's not even close to top 10.
Well, last year at that time,
he might be the worst. He's one of the worst number.
And that's
one of the worst number twos in the league.
The fans are having trouble dealing with last year doing that 23-8.
But it's not like Butler's gotten worse. This is kind of who he's been, and we're finding out he might not be good enough to help Curry elevate the team to where we thought he would.
We'll be fine.
Like, I hope it's Evan.
And you know what? Like, honestly, hope, man. They may be fine, but fine is going to be a six seed. That's what fine now is for this team. And I'm not hating on that. Hell, if they're six, they made the playoffs.
Yeah,
and that means three out of the last 4 years after their title, they made the playoffs. And to me, like, that's nothing to scoff at. And my big question right now is this team going to ascend or not this year on? And I don't know what the answer is to that. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Ceremony Ford. Hey, Bay Area, heads up. The Ford Final Days year-end sales event is on right now at Ceremony Ford. Get an extra $1,000 in bonus cash on new 2025 Fords, plus 0% APR for 60 months on F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Mach-E's, Lightnings, and Super Duty. Zero down, zero payments for 90 days. This ends January 2nd. Ceremony Ford, right off 280 or online at CeremonyFord.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.